Words of Counsel to Camp Meeting Laborers. June 15, 1907. Extracts from a recent unpublished manuscript dated June 15, 1907. In a vision of the night, I seemed to be in a meeting, listening to the preaching of some of our young ministers. Seated in the congregation were men who had grown gray in the service of the ministry, and whose hearts burned within them to speak words that were of the greatest consequence to that large congregation of people. Elder Blank was present, and he longed to give a message to the people. Much was lost to that meeting, because the message that God gave for His people was not born. This error is made in many of our camp meetings. I have been instructed that at these large gatherings, the young men need to be learners, for they need the instruction of our tried and experienced men. From the discourses of those who have been long in the work of the ministry, they are to learn how to minister the word of life. One of authority said, "Those experienced workers have my word, my message to give to the people." These younger workers need to learn how to conduct camp meetings from those more experienced than themselves. My brethren, your counsels have not been conducted with wisdom. There has been weakness revealed in your judgment. You need to study from cause to effect. In putting forth young men to take a leading part in these meetings, you have done it to their injury and to the loss of the people. The people come to the meeting expecting to hear a message from God to them through the veterans of the cause. A great responsibility rests upon the few men now living who went through the early experiences of the message. They understand in a special sense the reason for the position we now occupy. The Lord has given these men keen perceptions that have enabled them to detect in the events of history the fulfillment of the Word of God. Through them, the Lord has made it possible for the history of His closing work in the earth to be published, the points of our faith to be clearly defined and explained, to stand as guideposts to our people in these last days of the message. Through them, the path is kept clearly before us, that we may know whither our feet are traveling. My brethren, counsel with the men who have passed through all phases of experience in their long ministry. They have been guided by the testimonies in times of peril, when they were in danger of accepting false theories, and thus were saved from defeat and failure. The Lord has given special messages to these servants to bear to the people, that they also in time of peril and temptation may be kept from falling. Let these men form the strength of your counsels, for in times of emergency they have learned the right and true way. And the Lord will teach them to give wise counsel in times of emergency. At times, the young and inexperienced minister will suggest the inauguration of methods which should not be adopted. At such times, the counsel of the aged ministers should be sought, for they have been through experiences when such methods have been adopted and followed, and they can show that the results of following such plans will be for evil and not for good. The young men should be educated to regard these aged ministers with respect. The word of life should be proclaimed in a most convincing manner to these large congregations by men whose hearts are moved by the Holy Spirit of God. The words of eternal life are to be written on the tablets of the soul. There are words to be spoken which only men of experience can speak, men who have seen and handled the word of life. The Lord has placed among us men of keen discernment, upon whose hearts He has written His laws. Men whom He has thus taught through the revelations of His Spirit will not easily be deceived. To the young men who expect to enter the ministry and those who have entered it already but have had little experience, I would say, listen to the message that God gives through His aged servants. There are precious lessons to be learned from those who for many years have been learning of the great teacher. The words of the disciple John, telling of his actual contact with the Word of God, describes the spiritual experience of these men. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. 1 John 1, verse 1 to 4.